Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So, we remember there are two words we got from Mayan into English, and one is huracan, the other is shark. But huracan is the god of original chaos, pouring everything back into from where it can be reimagined, and we go, oh. And then years ago, I asked wonderful Michael Schneider, great mathematician, what do hurricanes want? And he said, they want what we all want. They want peace. They are trying to spiral conflicting forces to the North Pole. And so the greater the hurricanes that we're seeing, the greater announcement conversing to us of the conflict we humans have imposed on creation. So there we go. So huracan, yes. And then if we are discouraged, what should we do? The master says, encourage others. And I love Isaiah saying, speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. And Mr. Rogers, look for the helpers. Wonderful words to live by. We host Sam Henry. It's been a wonderful scavenger hunt getting here. The creator and curator of Daily Wisdom Texts, dailywisdomtexts.com. Daily Wisdom Texts is a subscription service that sends you text messages from wisdom literature each day to provide a daily moment of meditative reflection. Announcing a partnership with great ally guest Egyptian aphorism artist Yahya Labbabidi, whom we will quote with abandon this fun drive hour. We're aspiring to Click and Clack, the Car Talk brothers, and Statler and Waldorf. Caroline and Sam, me and Sam, shall to and fro aphorism poker, much Yahya, sprinkled with snappy comebacks, Dorothy Parker, and liberating Zen. So, welcome, Sam.
Thank you, Caroline.
That's really great. So just for the fun of it, let me put Dorothy Parker here. It's not an aphorism, but it is words to live by. She said, every morning I get up and I brush my teeth and sharpen my tongue. I go, oh, that's great. So we're cultivating sharp tongue with a kind heart. So you've done wonders. I have buckets of Yahya aphorisms to bestow upon our wonderful listeners, but also just because we are in Fun Drive, we're offering the Visionary Activist Show collective gold, archival gold. And part of that is I excavated the first show that I did with Yahya, and that's June 8th, 2017. It's really great. Again, welcoming Yahya Labbabidi, Egyptian-American poet, agent of liberating blessing, dedicated to the poet as guide to global citizenship, as Jupiter, the power of journey, blessing, is stationing. Well, it is. Well, actually, it's rising brightest right now. Jupiter's at its closest into the Earth, only 371 million miles away, opposite the sun, so it's very bright, and it wants us all to give fresh expression to ancient wisdom so that it comes alive. That's what we really need. So, again, for a pledge of, I think it's $100, communication has been challenging. You get the archival collection, which is pretty fabulous. We've Hendrika de Vries on, growing up in Nazi Amsterdam, pretty pertinent. Karen Gedney on, again, transforming trauma into dangerous, beautiful assignment. Dr. Rupa Maria and Raj Patel, their fantastically useful book, Inflamed, which ties everything, the virus, colonialism, the forest destruction, together in one coherent story. And Yahya Labbabidi, of course, and Lily Yeh, again, making beauty out of darkness. And Pir Zia, a really great show from December 3rd, 2009, spiritual leader of the Sufi Order International, and many, many other things, all for a pledge of $100 by calling 1-800-439-5732. Or KPFA online. Oh, there we go. Okay, now we're free, Sam. You sent this wonderful, wonderful outline, and I said, oh, this is a guest upgrade. This is wonderful. Begin with your outline. thanking us all, right? I've got it here, and then let's dive into Yahya's profferings and yours as well, and then I'll sprinkle in snappy comebacks and whatnot. So wherever you want to go,
maybe I'll I'll even snap back with a related aphorism that Yahya shared with me yesterday from Henri Frédéric Hamiel. He said, "You desire to know the art of living, my friend. It is contained in one phrase, make use of suffering." I was reminded of that as you were sharing those beautiful quotes at the beginning. And I hope that all who are suffering and have suffered and will suffer are able to find some peace and share it. And so having said that, I will first, of course, I would love to thank you, Caroline, and Aaron on the team, and the entire production staff at KPFA and the affiliate stations, and you, the listener, and especially the KPFA donors, which you can become at kpfa.org. And of course, our friend Yahya Labbabidi, who we're here to talk about today and to speak words that he has written and shared with us. You mentioned daily wisdom texts at the beginning. This is a project that I started initially just for myself. I was very burnt out and needing some meditation and peace of mind in my own life. And so I turned back to an old source of comfort for me, the Rule of Saint Benedict, one of the early Christian monastics. And I made something that would send me a text message each day from the daily reading of the Rule for Monks. And then eventually told some friends about it, and they thought it was cool. So I added them and added a few more authors, and then started hearing from strangers that they were interested in. So I started putting that out in the world. It's now grown to include Yahya Labbabidi, his aphorisms, which we're launching today, as well as another partner, Parker Sedekes of the Parker Sponsace podcast. And so it's been really exciting to not just share the words of folks who died long ago, but also some of the living, and to help create a way in which their listeners and readers and friends and other beings may help support them in their work by subscribing.
That's right. And then, I come back just to use my, it's like a pebble in my pocket, to quote Matthew Arnold, "To be cultured is to be acquainted with the highest possibilities of the human spirit throughout time." And as we spoke backstage, I said, I always like throwing the human part out, the highest possibilities of wolves and slime mold and everybody throughout time. But it's true. It's a festival. So, and I have I have you here that I care. I'm sorry, say what?
Oh, yes. The wolves and the trees and the mushrooms and the stars and so many other of the beings who are perhaps beyond our culture.
Yeah. And a lot of late breaking ancient news from Yahya: salvation lies on the other side of danger. That's pertinent for everything, including the election.
We're also reminded to trust in the Lord, but also sow our crops and make good preparations before leaping into that danger.
Right. Well, the danger, the storm is here. It says is a book title. We're in it now. And then things I often quote from Yahya: in the deep end, every stroke counts. And I do. I've always loved about the...
Oh, I was going to say we are presently and perpetually in the deep end.
Yeah, well, right. And what I've said to him and to myself and to yourself is part of what I love about his craft and also aphorisms is after the words, you get the thum, thum. The silence where it deepens and you see it, right? And and you absorb it in the deep end. Every stroke counts. So let us be deliberate, right? And then I just come in because deliberate is one of my favorite words. People know this. It comes from Libra, and it comes from two verbs, liberare, to liberate, and libare, to balance. So to be deliberate is to be in a state of liberating balance, right? So that we just put that as a little a footnote to in the deep end, every stroke counts, right? Deliberate, deliberate. And then there's the one that he wrote, and I slightly changed, but let me give it to as us as he wrote it. Where there be demons is where there's something worth fighting for. And then I changed it a little bit, but I'll change it back. Where there be demons is where there's something worth protecting. He's like, oh, you changed that anyway. But we defer to the author, of course. And then do you want to bestow more of your favorites of Yahya right now, or and spiral forth? And I've got some Zen things just for fun to offer. Wherever you want to go.
Yeah, it's been great to get to know Yahya and working on this partnership, and so I've been spending a lot of time going through his aphorisms, and one that spoke to me just yesterday was, the over-examined life is no more worth living than the unexamined. So this is a callback to the unexamined life being not worth living,
yeah.
But he tells us that the over-examined life can be just as bad. And so as we are meditating on wisdom, we also have to be reminded to experience the world and try to make it better for all the beings out there.
Yes. And I've been listening with fondness to a buddy I've known for years but hadn't really seen his work, John J. Oliver, not the news guy, the medium. He was saying, you know, a theme that we work with here on the show is everything can be liberating or imprisoning, you know. And he said, you know, say you pick a mantra, you know, and it helps to focus your mind so it's not all over. But after you've said it 100,000 times, then it's a habit, and then it's imprisoning rather than liberating. So it's about fluidity, which runs through the work of many you present, including Yahya too, going fluid, fluid, and also just, you know, everything can be liberating or imprisoning. And it's sort of like Jornus Trickster says, we are big beings, intelligences dancing with all of you humans, especially now. We don't care what you do. We care the manner in which you do it. But it comes from freedom and choice and a dedication to deliberate liberation, right? And then whatever you do is going to fly. So, yes, we love that. And it's a wonderful turnaround and reminds us to stay fluid, right? Not habits, you know, to disrupt them. And then just for the fun of it, let me, because this has been such a good backstage conversation, Sam, you know, and I was walking in the woods with the dogs and going, right, and Zen Master Sun Tzu-nim was a pretty good, fun Leo person. And the two things that I like very much is that you'd be conversing and he would say, the dragon has already gone downtown. It's like, oh, that's great. Or you already understand. That's also useful. So I just wanted to throw that in early.
Yeah. Yahya has two good reasons to read, to better understand oneself or to forget oneself altogether.
Excellent. Right. No, we keep swirling. And again, these homeopathic aphorism art to say a lot in a little, so useful. And as you're kind of, well, you're not really smuggling these things, right? You're spiraling. You're not smuggling.
Signed all the paperwork and that.
Right. So you're not smuggling, but you're spiraling forth, you know, and what a good theme that is. And I know team, we're probably being fascinating, but every now and then, and Sam had a radio show, so he's happy to help me pitch. We know that there are, you know, many things that everybody gets for donating any amount, you know, you've heard it on previous shows, but let me just do it. You get writer and activist Barbara Ehrenreich, bless her. I've been on stage with her bless her herself, having gone backstage, and we also have there's much from Barbara Ehrenreich, and also from Michelle Alexander, and also from Salman Rushdie, and people can become sustainers. Well, you know all about that, $10 a month, by going to kpfa.org, and the Visionary Activist Show archives, right, and then other secret things we might mention, but not yet. so let's continue. Texts, right, to use the media as liberating. There's the wonderful word chronophagic, which means time eating, right? And we know that Twitter and Facebook can be chronophagic, but I do find them worthy. And how we kind of connected is I said, oh, this interesting person, Daily Wisdom Texts, Sam Henry just followed me. Who's that? Oh, look, what an interesting person. Oh, he's working with you here. And here we are. So we know that everything can be imprisoning or liberating. And in this sense, to use the media that can be chronophagic or it can be deeply supportive, to get these mini uplifting reminders, these... We all really want reminders now.
Yeah. It's something that is the reason why I chose the text message format initially. It's a medium kind of unto itself, mostly, where you're hearing from friends and family, and it's not as cluttered as, say, an email inbox or app notifications and whatnot. So it's kind of a sacred space in which I had chosen, and others have chosen now, to allow these pearls of wisdom to be to enter into that space on a daily basis. And it's kind of like, oh, I've gotten a text from Yahia reminding me to contemplate and to see beyond just the day-to-day mundane, and using the medium itself for those messages. I find is part of what makes this continue to be useful for me and for others.
Yes, that's great. And anything that you want to, well, again, we modern humans need help, right? It's as though everything ancestral, incarnate, disincarnate, fictional, mythological, is eager to help if we ask, right? If we ask. And it is, that idea of asking. Before the show, I threw the I Ching, and it was like, abundance and participating and donating and pledging is the way of stepping into the dance of generosity and the whole realm of blessing, because what you're doing is condensed reminder blessings, like, oh, tutum, right? And, in many, many traditions, esoteric Judaism says, to begin the day, when you wake up, even to begin with blessing, to send blessing to all the creatures above and below and to the east and the west and the north and the south, and then to receive blessing from those directions. And they said, and if it seems like the slightest bit of effort, that's not it, because the intrinsic nature of the dance of creation is reciprocal blessing. May it go well for you and for you, right? And
right.
So the daily devotionals are very much that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've mostly been sort of secular humanist, interested in all sorts of religions and philosophies, but not really a practitioner. And it was interesting sort of reinvention of a wheel of creating this and then learning more about other things like it and finding the daily devotional traditions and the daily Jain prayers and Sikh prayers and prayers of Islam, and taking these moments, some longer than others, depending on the tradition, but even brief, to consider the universal and the eternal and the silence, just a little bit of that, and a reminder to do so, can really help frame your day, I hope, and lead you into some peace that you may approach your doings and the beings you encounter with a little more kindness, hopefully.
Yeah, no, depth and the useful pause that guides us back to ourselves, you know, the art that
right.
to guide all beings to their own autonomy. You know, again, excerpts from Yahya's writings. I'm pretty sure a good listener is one who helps us overhear ourselves. With enigmatic clarity, life gives us a different answer each time we ask her the same question. Yeah, I've been liking, again, Buddy's saying, you know, again, blessing, sending and receiving, and then, you know, conversing, you know, asking, you know, what is my task today, you know, and friend, again, John Oliver says, you know, when if we don't ask, if we don't step into the conversation, we're under the compelling illusion that we're all alone. We're all alone. And
right.
It's like, no. And that's part of, again, just to tease everything, and that's part of this station, you know, and part of the Visionary Activist Show and part of receiving text and of wisdom. It's like, no, call and response. Hello. And then let me toss it to you as well. I mean, you're expanding the realm of synchronicity, right? Because you're choosing what wisdom things to send out. And we go, oh, that's a really synchronous agency, right? That people go, oh, that's so perfect. I needed that right now. That's part of the dynamic.
Right.
And
then that ends up kind of shaping your own psyche in a way where you start to see more synchronicities and relevance. And part of that is that there are these synchronicities, but also the world that you are seeing, creating, experiencing is becoming shaped by some of this silence and reflection.
And then just for the to and fro of it, these conversations that are going on, you know, within us and between us, and I love that now in the world and in your astrological chart, Sam James Henry, and in Yahya's chart, there is the conversation between Libra planets, that's your rising sign, and Taurus, that's your sun sign, and in Yahya, again, multiple Libra, intense with a mission, Sun, Pluto, Libra, Mercury, Uranus, dazzling, liberating intellect, and then Mars and Taurus. The Libra-Taurus conversation before us, and so crucial, because it's really on the ballot, these are the two Venuses. Libra is cultural Venus, and Taurus is, you know, nature, kinship, animistic participation, genius, and they're wanting to talk, you know, in Yahya's psyche, in your psyche, in my psyche, and in the world right now too. Going right, what is it we love in nature that we are willing to be its cultural voice, its cultural agent? So that's fun, and then with six planets in Earth, young man, no wonder you're realistic. And then just for the fun of it, because the to and fro and synchronicity and how we come to be here, and we know we have one listener in Colombia, right? That the sun today in the sky is at 6 degrees of Libra, and when you were born, Sam Henry, your rising sign, what's rising due east, is 6 Libra. It's kismet. You were meant to be here. That's great. Its image is a witch protecting chickens from a hawk, although she likes the hawk too. But that's quite specific. We love patterns. And then and maybe you can bring up a Yahya or others, Tagore, Rumi, you know, otherwise about patterns. Right. I'm looking at Dhammapada, anywhere you want to go. Ecclesiastes,
sure.
you have a lot inspiring outline here, wherever you want to go.
Thank you. I don't know that I have a pattern one to mind, but I, when you were talking about nature, I was reading one from Yahya, which is, "For the inconsolable, there is nature."
Yeah, with the deep. And then And then you have one right here, Andrew Blackbird, Makade Binse. Look up to the skies often by day and by night, and see the sun, moon, and stars which shineth in the firmament, and think that the Great Spirit is looking upon thee continually. Right. You know, again, whenever I get to seated at the computer or other screens, right, very often the dogs will go, come outside, you know, and I go, you have the moral authority. And I step outside and I go, oh, that's Jupiter. There's Jupiter and Saturn. Every night, just as a fact, we get to see Jupiter so bright, rising in the east and presiding over the whole nighttime sky. And above it, more faint, is Saturn. But that itself is a beautiful poem. First, Saturn rises, which represents our capacity for dedication. And then Jupiter rises, that says, and here's the blessing opportunity from that dedication. Every night there's a participatory opportunity. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And when we leave the city, we see the even more dramatic blanket of the Milky Way above us, and we're overwhelmed by the sublime. And it's you know, of course, kind of tragic that we create these cities in which we're covering that up and unable to see it as much. And so I suppose for the inconsolable in all of us, there is nature out there when we're fortunate enough to.
Well, you know, the micro and the macro, we want to, I mean, the idea of daily text and also what we're all dedicated to and the power of aphorisms and witty sayings, and, you know, is to tease it into our practicing. So I have shared personal aggravations, because we all have them, as well as the larger, huge things, too. And so many listeners know that, you know, I was driven, you know, into not how I would want to be, by the aggravation of a neighbor's just incredibly blinding lights at night, you know, and I would step outside and be a crazy old lady and go, and there's Jupiter and Saturn and the bleeping cruise ship. In fact, it's a used car lot on top of a cruise ship. Like, oh, I can't. Da, da, da. I mean, I really was like a crazy person. It may be crazy. And I'd talk to the person who was even more rude and said, if you talk to me again, I will leave them on all night. And I was like, oh. But remember, we strengthen whatever we oppose. So it was challenging because those lights would just, it's like bad perfume, would just make me so angry. And I built screens, you know, let every horrible thing be an incentive to create greater beauty. So I built reflective screens. But even just walking down the street, they're like, and then anyway, it's like, okay, we want to bless everything. We want to bless the Dementors, not in a wimpy way, but, you know, accountability is, you know, the sine qua non of democracy, and we are friends of their soul and therefore friends of their accountability. And so it was a challenging thing, but it's like, all right, blessings, you know, may whatever gave rise to your ill manners may go. And they moved. They just moved. There was a couple of days ago in which I go, the lights are gone. Oh, my God. Well, I was away at a wedding. Anyway, just back to here, which is, can we change our strengthening the opposition in small ways and in the world into the spiraling, right. Aikido, surprising? Yeah.
Right. And perhaps with the sky being drowned out, you might look elsewhere down at your feet or across the street and see the same nature, which is all one in its beauty, with any other thing that we might not typically consider as sublime as the stars, but they're all the same elements and elemental.
No, that's really crucial. Like, it's really crucial. Right, because we do want to compost complaining, right, which is just really wanting attention without a solution, and grievance, right. So it's complex, you know, and so we need the critical insight and then to cook it into what you just suggested, and very much what's going on right now is like, this is not happening. Exactly, where is it? And it's like, okay, we look at this. We're dancing, and then here's here the thoughts we choose to act upon define us to others. The ones we do not define, the ones we do not define us to ourselves. Wait a minute. Do you have that before you? The thoughts we just act upon define us to others. The ones we do not define us to ourselves. What does that say to you? Or we move on. I realized I picked one that I didn't quite know what it meant.
Yeah. I suppose the importance of action I would latch onto in there. It's great to think all these great thoughts and meditate on the universe and be listening to a radio show, but we also must act in the world, and sitting around reading aphorisms is great, but especially great if we take some of that inspiration out in the world and try to improve it for others and be kind and friend to all beings, and perhaps even to the station with a donation at kpfa.org.
Bless your heart, bless your heart. Okay, let's do this. I will say in these moments of Mercury stationing, again, I am not one to attribute causation or leap grievance on whatever, but it's been very quirky, this particular retrograde inner time, and very much Sam Henry is just saying, going, this is not happening, but where is it? And Mercury will go forward on Sunday, but so that my link to be able to track donations is not working, so I'm flying blind, so I'm trusting everyone, as donations come in, I will be informed by spirits to be able to thank you on the air. But right now, it's really just a trust, and Sam Henry wonderfully brought this up, because it's true, we are in fund drive. There are many free things you get for pledging anything, but really, many of you have been listening to this show for, a year or 26 years. It's 26 years this month, holy moly. And so you're really pledging for the show itself. We do have archives to offer for Pledge of 100, and we found some really great ones that you would not be able to find on your own, like Pir Zia, the spiritual leader of the Sufi order, Janine Benyus from October 16th, 08, Naomi Shihab Nye, Alex Gray, again, visionary artists from we've been reaching into the well to pull up things that you couldn't find on your own, just for fun, but super great. So there's it's the confluencing of allies. It's Yahia and Sam Harris, and Sam Harris being a vessel for wisdom pouring out into the world, and all the guests on this show for 26 years, Alex Gray, Naomi Shihab Nye, Power of Kindness, Janine Benyus, which is the sine qua non for our future on this planet, which is biomimicry. Humans, rather than looting nature, borrow her designs. And another consultant says, the ship crossing the ocean, who's in charge? And people say, the captain. He goes, nope, the designer. The designer's in charge. And all of the issues that we're facing are all design issues. And we go, oh, that's really great. And design is a Venusian realm. And we might also toss it to the poets that you love and the aphorism artists like Yahia, all of the issues, design, Venus, aesthetic, and, James Hillman, first guest on this show, September 5th, 1996, we are conversing on stage and backstage, the opposite of aesthetic is anesthetic. Either we have a living sense of beauty or we're asleep, which means there's no democracy without beauty because we're asleep, right? So waking up, so the design thing, the art thing, all of that. So we're offering a plethora of encouragement, Alex Gray, okay, Naomi Shihab Nye, Janine Benyus, Dennis Dutton, who's an ancestor now, but it was the art instinct about how in our psyches is embedded, visions of the world. Even in the North Pole, people see a savanna and water. We have certain, we're endogenous visions of the desirable and endogenous visions of, democracy. These are in us. So Right. So anyway, so you can have all those. They're downloads because who needs plastic CDs, right? This is a download collection for hours of cleaning the house or taking a drive or sitting or after you've read your morning text or, you know, whatever it is. Pretty wonderful. I love all of these and humming with their pertinence to us now. We want everybody to be humming and quickening all of our participatory skills. And again, by calling 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org online. And I will possibly be in. Oh, here's a person. Helen in Berkeley became a monthly sustainer. Fantastic fungi. That's great, too. Yes, fantastic fungi. Thank you, Helena, and reminding us that fantastic fungi is really fantastic. I know, you know, I've hosted Paul Stamets many times on the air, and I'd heard of the movie, and I go, yes, I'm sure it's really great. And then once watched it, and was like, it is wonderful. It is so wonderful. So thank you, Helena in Berkeley, and thank you, Kirsten. That's great. And Clarissa in Concord became a monthly sustainer, got the emergency solar crank radio. What a good idea! And her comment, keep up the great work. You are more relevant and essential now more than ever. That's good. We're being responsible. It's working, Sam. That's great. So thank you, team. We spiral things forth. And, you know, again, reciprocal blessing. You know, may it go well for all of us here. I love Yahia's also saying, the language of love is the language of tolerance. And that's really important right now. I'm very dedicated to Ken Burns's recent offering, really America's Pluto Return. He doesn't call it that, but it is that. Holocaust in America, powerful, powerful. People go, oh, isn't it hard to watch? And it's like, it's like when I was a teenager and went off to India and with nothing, and people go, aren't you worried about seeing poverty and everything? It's like, well, it's there, whether I'm there or not. I want to see everything. I want to know everything. So I found, you know, Ken Burns's proffering, the language of love is the language of tolerance. The segue is for us to know. It's like the death and rebirth of democracy. The rebirth requires that we face in full on to this country's shadow and what he offers to us. No matter how much we know about the skullduggery and up to no goodness, there's more and goodness too, right? We're teetering, you know, and that the fiction of this country as a tolerant place, you know, really up until 1944, you know, and then, you know, and so now it behooves us to make the fiction, the fictional vision, real, you know, in these ways of, you know, self-examination and all, you know, and where there are demons is where there's something worth fighting for. I'll leave it in the original, and then, you know, to and fro. Oh yes, I fro it to you.
Oh yes, I was reminded of another aphorism from Yahya, if you were talking about looking the suffering face to face and not trying to run away from it. He says, to hurry pain is to leave a classroom still in session.
Yes, I love that.
To prolong pain is to miss the next lesson.
Right. Right, it's all a dance, right? To hurry, right? To miss. Well, you just said that, and Yahya just said that, and to prolong it is to miss the next lesson. Yeah, right. Again, the Libra balance.
We can understand it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was gonna say we can experience and understand it, but hopefully not be suffocated by it.
Right. Well, you know, it's you know, for a long time, you know, again, listeners and community, you know this, which is to take what we refer to as trauma. It's a longer conversation, but to on occasion, if one feels like it, to replace the word trauma with my dangerous, beautiful assignment, to cook it into meaning and contribution, as we can see with the Parkland students and so many good people who've who've gone through horrible things, but who have been dedicated to collective goodness, and that's a rousing thing now. And the number of women registering to vote for this election is, you know, part of that, going to cook that pain and injustice into woof, into woof woof. And that's, I think, right. This election is inviting us to that. It's a full moon lunar eclipse at dawn on election day. And I was writing too, I'm conjuring an election magic council, going, what does this want to be? But the idea is that it's not to fetishize November 8th, as though, you know, because we're always voting for reality with everything, right? But I said, but November 8th really is a fetish, meaning an object imbued with great power. And we go, right, it really is. So, yeah, all of those.
And so are we.
All of those things.
And so are we.
And so are we. Just remind me. Neptune space
objects
out.
Imbued with great power.
Yeah, thank you. That's right. Objects imbued with great power. Well, I think And then again, our metaphors. You know, to conjure metaphors of participatory woofiness. You know, and we were talking about this too. Yeah, metaphors be with you, and you replied, and also with you. Yeah, there is that. We're getting fan mail from some flounder in Colombia. That's good. All right, something. All right, I will be not distracted by media coming in right now. All right, sympathy for the hawk. Yes, that's really good. So, what else comes to mind that you love that you'd like to proffer? Impulses we attempt to strangle only develop stronger muscles.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's like Ursula Guin says, we strengthen whatever we oppose, right? Which is not to be, you know, a weenie. It's a keto. It's like you don't feed the, please don't feed the dementors, is one way I put it. But yeah. And then, you know, I'm looking at your incredibly great outline at the very bottom, Yahian aphorisms. We can to and fro, but I did the first one, if you want to do the second one.
Sure. We have... Well, let's...
I can pick it up.
From Aaron. Aaron, one of the producers of the show, shared one. When the world is at risk, just move one small stone.
Oh,
and then she followed with, or I'm not sure.
Move 10 things, change your life. That's good. Let me bring this in, since he and I are Moon and Virgo people. Language crafting. So my favorite is what Aaron was referencing. There's a pretty good book, The Initiate Brother, by Sean Russell, about how to maintain tranquility of purpose when in the realm of evil collapsing empire. So it's relevant. And there's a certain point at which a man of great worthy leadership substance retreats to his garden from the chaos, and things are not going well, and lives are at stake, and he doesn't know who to trust. And he retreats to his garden, and everything sounds off, just off. Even the stream in his garden has lost its melodious voice. So... Here comes the Virgo part of us. He reaches into the stream and he picks up one small stone and he carefully replaces it, and the stream has its melodious voice restored and his mind clears and he sees who to trust, who not to trust, and how to save the world. Right? So I love that as move one small stone. Now, it's not any stone, right? It's the stone that wants to be... It's a conversation already. It's the stone that wants to be moved. We put our hand in the water and feel and go, there, that's the stone. Or we ask it, are you the stone? Yes, I am. Okay. Right. So this, you know, again, this conversational participatory animism, which I think is kind of at the root of so much poetry. But and so we have... Also, there's Yahian aphorisms. There's only one way to live against one's nature, unhappily. That's great. It's kind of like, it's almost like a Prospodokian, but it's like, wait for it, only one way to live against one's own nature, unhappily. And then, you know, just for fun and chewing up, history does not repeat itself. Human nature does. The small spirit is quick to misperceive an insult. The large spirit is slow to receive a compliment. See, these are things one can converse with and even argue with. Ah, Ellen in Albany got the visionary activist archival gold. Bless your heart. That's wonderful. We're back on track here. So
thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ellen. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah, the act of disagreeing with anaphorism can also be so educational. You were talking about the person who retreats to the woods or inside themselves or wherever in the face of impending dooms of variety. I'm reminded of
right.
one from someone who I find great comfort in, but who I've also found myself as I've aged and seen more disagreeing with. One from Epicurus, who says we must free ourselves from the prison of everyday affairs and politics. And as I've gotten older, I've realized, you know, that's really nice if you're able to go and sit around in your philosophical garden with your friends and eat nice things and speak nice words. But if we do that, we are actually siding with the oppressors. As John Stuart Mill says, let not anyone pacify their conscience by the delusion that they can do no harm if they take no part and form no opinion. Bad people need nothing more to compass their ends than that good people should look on and do nothing.
Right. Well, it's all fluctuating, right? It's sort of like diets. It depends on when and why,
right.
You know. And so there was the Taoist, the great Taoist saints. I remember one of them was said to have washed his ears in the stream when somebody suggested political office to him, going, and we go, that we like that too. Everything's got its time, but now is really crucial, right? I mean, and it's not just America. It's, you know, Bolsonaro in Brazil versus Lulu today, right? And we want to shower blessings that the sane, reverent person, you know, triumph, the sane, reverent person who is dedicated to collective well-being enough, triumph over the delusional dementor. So it is everywhere. It's all around. It's in the world, you know, again, democracy, reverence, art, beauty, you know, or delusional dementor, tyranny, unhappiness, and destruction. Take your pick. So there is all of that. We've been doing so well, Sam, you with your radio background, that's
yeah.
great. So let me exhort people again to going, there's many free things you can find at kpfa.org or thank you gifts is what we call them. You can pledge $10 a month to be a sustaining person. That's really fun. And we love also, and we're also offering the Visionary Activist Archival Gold, which is pretty great. I mean, I've found things, because you're like, I could find those things for free. No. Some of them not. Some of them yes, but it's also it's a blessing. It's a reciprocity. It's a to and fro. It's following the I Ching, saying there are times when giving bestows even more return benefit. And we go, we're going for that. So by calling 1-800-439-5732, or pledging securely online at kpfa.org, that would be super super wonderful. And again, these are shows that I've picked and I really love. Hendrika de Vries, that I've known for decades and decades. And she goes, oh, it is the book that I wrote that you foretold, right, in the 80s. You know, there's some wonderful things about allies. And when you were being born, young man, Sam Henry, is when I met Hendrika. And
every day.
And she... Right, we remember that. You're like, I'm not going down there until Hendrika's, you know, written her book. You know, on the powerful resonance of growing up in Nazi-occupied Amsterdam, and everywhere in us, you know, is it's very tippy. It's like the worst of humans, the best of humans, tippy, tippy, tippy. And people are always saying, oh, and Elizabeth in Walnut Creek says, we like listening to your show. Excellent. We like you listening to it. Thank you. Reciprocal blessing. And may everything go well for everybody who pledges and for everybody who doesn't pledge too. What the hell? we are exhorting, we encouraging for expeditiousness and to call 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org online. And there's a secret thing. People can find you on Twitter. Let's go back to your thing. And the thing that I won't hear, but you might say, people can find you on Twitter.
To remind listeners and those who've just tuned in, today we're announcing the launch of a service where you can sign up to get daily aphorisms from the poet and aphorist Yahya Lababidi. Sent to you as a text message once per day. And so we've launched that today, and you can sign up at dailywisdomtext.com/Yahya_Lababidi. That's YAHIA_LABABIDI. And as part of the encouragement of support for the station and the show, I'd like to offer a discount of $1 off the subscription to anybody who donates during this broadcast. And so you can find me on Twitter and message me if you've donated. It's Daily Wisdom TXTS is my app, and you can also email me at sam@dailywisdomtext.com. And I hope that you will enjoy receiving the aphorisms from Yahya as well as continue to enjoy the show. And we will all enjoy it thanks to your support.
Right. No, that's absolutely. And I didn't hear any of that because we're going, it's sub rosa, the thing, just, and if you didn't, write all that down, just find Sam Henry or Daily Wisdom Texts, on Twitter, if you do such things, or dailywisdomtext.com, and you can say, hi, I gave to the show, secretly,
yeah.
I'm looking for the discount. Okay, that's right, it's a secret thing. Okay, team, we're up to $740, which is not terrible, but in the early days, in the early days of this show, where people were suspicious, the grown-up progressive left were like, what is this show doing on the air? Oh, you raised $5,000. In the old times, but we're stirring the cauldron. I know it's challenging, but also this is so useful because many of us have overloaded texts and emails, because once one is given to a worthy progressive candidate, your email and text account will never be empty. And I've seen that so much of the messaging of our team is like, oh no, we're losing, disaster, it's terrible. It's like, team. And I go through those and I go, I'm sure you're worthy, delete. But you need some language crafting. Language is magic. You don't go, oh no, it's terrible, we're losing. Come on, work that team. And I think, to then, in contrast, everybody who gets a creative text or a wisdom could then forward it to the supplicant candidate going, try this. Or the value of being surprising. The dragon has already gone downtown next time somebody asks you for money. Or right now, no, we do want you to give money. Wait a minute. 800-439-5732, which would be great. I'm really, super grateful to Helena and Clarissa and Ellen and Elizabeth. And but there are many, many, many people who listen to the show. I know you do, because I hear from so many. Many are in prison who listen to this show, and so you pledge for those who cannot. Many people tell me that they listen to the show when they're gardening. So the plants are like, oh, pledge on behalf of the plants. Many people tell me that their dog really likes listening to the show. Pledge for the dogs. Woof, 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 pledge for the dog. So pledge for those who can't, if you want this show and this station to keep going. No, we're not fear-based. We're magnetizing opportunity-based. That's what we're doing, right? We're not like, oh, I almost became, a Democratic messenger for a moment going, oh, it's all terrible, unless we're going to go broke and you're going to lose. No. We want it even more influential. small things have a large effect. Again, you know, one small stone, one small $100 bill, or anything that you want would be super great. And then, you know, again, you have so many great things up here. Let's see, rummaging around, Sam. Opposites attract, similarities last. Marrying for looks is like buying books for their pictures. A good idea if one cannot read. It's kind of fun. So all of these could be coming to your inbox. Tattoo graffiti on a masterpiece. That's kind of fun. Right, because you've composed all these, but also, you know, there's...
Yeah, yeah.
You, what? Well, you've herded them. Yahya composed all these. Miracles are proud creatures. They will only reveal themselves to those who believe. Okay. And then, right, you do this for the inconsolable. There is nature, right? And that reminds me of wonderful Diana Beresford Kroger, guest, often a frequent guest. I should have her back on the show. And she says, if you are lonely, sit under a willow tree, because the salicylic acid will heal your sense of kinship. And she was raised by Druids and then went to Harvard to get multiple doctorates and medical degrees to prove Druid folklore. And when you go into a pine forest, you always come out smarter, because the terpene, really stimulate us. And I like that even though we don't like chopping down trees for Christmas, but it's the trees are like, we'll give our lives to go into those people's houses to make them smarter. It's the humans trying to be smarter. So there's that. Okay, we're coming to Barbara in Bethesda, Maryland. Oh, bless your heart. That's wonderful. I intuit I might be seeing you soon. So we're on our way out, Sam Henry, wonderful, playful, incredibly organized guest. That's really wonderful. So I like thinking of this as part one. I love your worthy endeavor, and we wave to...
Thank you.
We know we have at least one listener in Colombia, the country. Hi there. So that's very darling. Is there anything you would like to spiral forth right now? A little last one-minute exhortation or 10 seconds?
Sure. There was one that we both connected with yesterday. This is from one of the Dalai Lamas, I think 14, maybe. We are visitors on this planet. We are here for 90 or 100 years at the very most. During that period, we must try to do something good, something useful with our lives. If you contribute to other people's happiness, you will find the true goal, the true meaning of life.
Yeah.
We forgot Dorothy Parker. So I will.
No, I got Dorothy Parker. No, I have Dorothy Parker. I'll do it again. Every morning when I wake up, I brush my teeth and sharpen my tongue.
Okay. Another great Dorothy Parkerism.
Oh, we're on our way. We're on our way out. It'll have to wait till next time. Or text me. Or tweet it. Tweet it out. Thank you so much, Sam Harris. Thank you always, Kirsten Thomas. I'm Caroline Casey. You can still pledge 1-800-439-5732. And thanks to all the pledgers. Woof, woof, woof. We will reconvene next week. Thank you, team.
Woof, woof, woof. Thank you.